GM, and welcome to CryptoGrind Daily. Let's dive right into it with Morgan Stanley's latest move that might just redefine the stablecoin landscape. No, they didn't launch their own stablecoin. What they did is arguably more strategic. As of April 23rd, Morgan Stanley Investment Management quietly rolled out MSNXX, the Stablecoin Reserves Portfolio, a government money market fund tailored for stablecoin issuers. While crypto Twitter was busy speculating over meme coins and NFT drops, Morgan Stanley positioned itself as the de facto bank for stablecoin reserves. They're basically saying, hey, Tether, Circle, and whoever else wants to play by the rules in the US, we're your guys for reserve parking. What this means is that the world's largest wealth manager has effectively become a kind of central bank for stablecoins, collecting interest on every dollar that stablecoin issuers park with them. This move not only adds a layer of legitimacy to stablecoins, but also centralizes a significant portion of their financial operations under one institution. It creates a singular point of influence and potential vulnerability for the regulatory landscape that stablecoins operate in. If you're a stablecoin issuer, your path to U.S. regulatory compliance just got a lot clearer, albeit narrower, with Morgan Stanley as the toll collector. Turning our attention to Litecoin, it seems not all that glitters is gold, especially when it's digital. Litecoin recently experienced a 13-block chain reorg, effectively erasing 3 hours of its blockchain history in an incident that almost looks like a page taken from a dystopian novel. The attack exploited a vulnerability in its Mimblewimble extension block privacy layer, leading to an attempted double spend worth about $600,000. Despite the Litecoin team's insistence that this was a known issue and not a zero-day exploit, the GitHub commit history sings a different tune. It's like finding out the marketed non-stick frying pan is just a regular pan after all. The network is stable again, but trust? That's a different story. Developers and users alike need to be acutely aware of the discrepancies between official statements and actual code commits. This event underscores the importance of transparency and the need for more rigorous security audits in blockchain projects. If you're building in this space, remember, your GitHub commit history could be your best defense or your worst enemy. Finally, let's turn to Mar-a-Lago, where the unlikely intersection of politics and crypto is unfolding around the Trump token. Today, the top holders of this meme coin, which has plummeted 96% from its peak, are being entertained by none other than Donald Trump himself. The cost of gaining access to this gala has dropped from last year's $1,200 in tokens to just $500, which is less a price adjustment and more a reflection of the meme coin's dramatic devaluation. You have to admire the hustle, though, selling political access based on token holdings. It's a strange new world when your clout is determined by how many virtual coins you're willing to hodl. For builders and job seekers in the crypto space, these stories serve as a reminder that while the technology can be cutting edge, the issues we face are often as old as money itself: centralization, transparency, and value volatility. As a developer or entrepreneur, the challenge lies in navigating this complex environment with integrity and foresight. The future of crypto isn't just about creating the next big token or platform. It's about ensuring that these innovations are robust, secure, and yes, sometimes even regulated. That's it for today's digest. Stay sharp, keep building, and always double-check your commit history. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.